A group of Alaska Native and Indigenous Canadian women is in Washington, D.C. this week lobbying on behalf of environmental issues, and they're hoping their message eventually reaches an international audience. The Inupiat and Gwich'in Athabascan women want to prevent oil or gas development offshore and in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They'll meet with the heads of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Bureau of Indian Affairs on Thursday, as well as with the Alaska Governor's Office and a staffer on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Inupiat May Hank of Point Hope says she's particularly eager to talk with members of the Interior Department. Secretary Ken Salazar is weighing whether to open more of the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and Bristol Bay to development. Even though the public comment period is over, Hank says she still hopes to educate the Interior Department about her position.
He still has the determining factor. He's still trying to decide, you know, what might work and what, you know, like they say, the give and take type thing. You know, who will be sacrificed and who will be retained from any industry in their area. It's really scary because that's our food they're talking about, our livelihood, our culture. Our culture revolves around the ocean.
Hank and others are also hoping their message goes international next month at the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit. Sarah James, chairwoman of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, plans to attend. She wants the gathered nations to commit to tackling global warming.
It's exciting for me because I like people to hear a story about the Gwich'in at the international level, leaders. And because it's really based on climate change.
James says climate change is altering life in places like her home of Arctic Village. She also believes if the international community commits to more alternative energy, there will be less pressure to drill for oil in the nearby Arctic Refuge. One of James's Canadian allies, Norma Cassie, says the Gwich'in also hope to be represented in Copenhagen through the Arctic Council.
What we want to see in Copenhagen is that the countries get very, very serious about truly bringing down the emissions.
Cassie says the international community should view warming in the far north as a global crisis.
Our area, the Arctic, is melting at a very fast rate, and this is going to have incredible destruction and consequences for the rest of the planet, for our continent.
The six Gwich'in and Inupiat women visiting Washington are working with the environmental group, the Alaska Wilderness League, to get out their message.